mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 28th day of March 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We, of course, will be talking about the final hours or days of Terry Schiavo Schindler. We've got health journalist Bill Sardi joining us to talk about the perils of the flu shot from all of the publicly available data that still most Americans are not aware of, namely that you're 1,000 times more likely in major studies to get Alzheimer's if you've had more than 10 of the flu shots, period. We will also get into an article here out of the Indianapolis Star Tribune where a man went in the bank, complained, didn't cuss, didn't yell, didn't threaten, sat down in a padded chair. The SWAT team came, arrested him, and charged him with a felony. And they said, we're charging him with a felony just to be safe. He might have been a terrorist. And they just calmly report it like that. You see, it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier as they try to set up a system where all of us are basically evil terrorists for doing absolutely anything. Of course, over the weekend, Florida officials of the state, there was some type of supposed standoff. The Associated Press and Knight Ridder News Services are respectively reporting. Some of the state police were being sent in for the Department of Families and Children to seize her so the governor could, quote, have an investigation. They even had a judge's order, but the Pinellas Park police said, well, we'll just have a standoff with you then because you have to have the judge physically with you. Funny, normally the police, even if the Department of Families and Children don't even have an order, they'll take children and adults. But even with the judge's order, they said no. We're following what Judge Greer has to say. Unbelievable. And we will cover it. Terry is reportedly bleeding from her eyes and areas of her skin. This is what happens, my friends, when you go into, well, the ninth day, almost the tenth day of dehydration, one of the most painful deaths known in the medical literature. But that didn't stop USA Radio Network, and that's carried occasionally by this network as a filler for some of the broadcasts we have that have news. You can call it news. And I actually, when I ended my show Friday, got in the car and was listening to the news, and they had some doctor on going, well, we don't want to reinsert her feeding tube. That would be abusive, because once somebody's terminally ill, giving them water can make them sick. Folks, the individual they had on, and to be fair, they had other views on, but I mean, that is just, that makes Rumsfeld and Bill Clinton's doublespeak sound tame. Giving her water might hurt her, so we shouldn't give her water. I guess in the last days, they will call evil good and good evil, as the good book says. But, I mean, that knocked me over. I just, whenever I think I can't be shocked anymore, whenever I think the depths of depravity and political manipulation and spin can't get any worse, they do. And Terry Schiavo has received her last rites and communion. We'll get into that as well when we get back from this quick break and start the broadcast proper. The website's freshly updated for you daily. Our www.infowars.com, infowars.com. And don't forget prisonplanet.tv and prisonplanet.com, as well as infowars.net. And there's JonesReport.com. Why so many sites? Well, a lot of great webmasters, different information on a lot of the sites, a lot of the same information, but it's about redundancy to reach more people. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Clear evidence of genetically engineered, that is, by humans, flu virus has popped up in major epidemiological journals. So you've got a case here of where the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, and different researchers are exposing the clear evidence that different governments are manipulating the flu bug and manipulating the cold virus, you name it. It's not just naturally, these different pathogens are not just naturally mutating. And Bill Sardi, health journalist, will be joining us in the next hour to talk about it. Also, later this week, we're going to be having Steve Quayle on about his new book, Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America, which is a real and present danger, a real threat. We'll be discussing that. We have Big Jim Tucker from American Free Press coming on to talk about the upcoming Bilderberg Group meeting and the last steering committee meeting they had a few months ago. It's almost gotten no coverage. See what our global rulers, our would-be masters, are up to, and just so many other big guests today and throughout the week. And, of course, wide-open phones to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Terry Schindler You know her as Terry Schiavo, the abandoned woman, abandoned by her husband, but he still has control of her. Coming up on, day 10? Since she had her feeding tube, her liquids, her water, and food taken away from her, she is now, it's been reported, bleeding from the eyes, bleeding from the mouth, showing extreme dehydration. Just unbelievable. And at the very same time, there was a report of a standoff between state police and, of course, the Pinellas Park thugs. So we will continue to report on that as well. Gang will target Minutemen vigil on Mexico border. Members of a violent Central American-based gang have been sent to Arizona to target Minutemen Project volunteers who will begin a month-long border vigil this weekend to find and report foreigners sneaking into the United States, project officials said. Hey, let me just tell these gang members something. You may be able to scare people in your own neighborhood. You may be able to bully people in the poor little slave nations where you live, where people for thousands of years have been slaves. But this is America. And we're not completely castrated, emasculated, enslaved here. And the thousand-strong Minutemen are simply there on their own property and on government property, planning to videotape the ongoing invasion and to call it into the Border Patrol. And you have thrown fits, your boss, the narco-terrorist, who I shut down in Austin, Texas last year, Vicente Fox. He's very angry out there creeping around. Bush, that traitorous, ultra-liberal, to use your false political terms, wants total amnesty, says the Minutemen are evil vigilantes. I mean, where is it a clearer illustration of how the government says we've got to give up all of our freedoms, all of our liberties, or the terrorists are going to get us? But our northern and southern borders are more open than ever, and we've got a foreign president traipsing around, shaking his finger at us on television. Vicente Fox doesn't come to Austin anymore because he tried to come to Austin last year. This was picked up, of course, by the Associated Press. We went down, and I got right up against the gates of the governor's mansion when they were stupid enough to have a press conference outside. He got about 10 words out before I shut the governor and that invader, that La Reconquista, Fox, down. And Fox was here in Austin giving the police department an award for not following federal law and not enforcing against illegals. Did you know that in Austin, Texas, if you don't have your driver's license in order, they'll arrest you? But if you're an illegal alien, they've been ordered to let them go. It's been in the news. It's incredible. And it's the same thing in 800-plus cities where they accept the consular matricula cards and let them get driver's license, bank accounts with it. Now, through the new national ID card passed last year, the states have been ordered to accept these fake IDs in turn to get driver's license. We've had Ron Paul on. We've had his office on. We've read the bill. It actually makes it easier, if terrorists really existed, for terrorists to get into this country. And by terrorist, I mean the classical Al-Qaeda type that are going to, you know, bomb schools or machine gun shopping malls, as Chertoff has been telling us they're sure to do, and as his predecessor Ridge was telling us they were sure to do. Of course, none of it holds water. And the Dallas Morning News reported about a month ago, as did a Brownsville paper, that former Mexican special forces, they're, quote, anti-drug forces, who, quote, went over to the bad side and now serve the drug dealers. They always serve the drug dealers. In Dallas and San Antonio, all over the state, have murdered scores of people. And they don't just murder fellow Latin mafia people. They kill other small-time drug dealers that don't pay their cut. We're actually getting a big city mafia corruption now, where you actually have enforcers on the street, and it's Mexican mafia. and they work for the big corporations, so they're protected by the police. And it is so sad. And you really never hear about it in the national news. Here it is in the Washington Times. And it's so sad. And so what's going to happen when they come into your business to shake you down? The police aren't going to help you. You'll call the Republican Party and go, help me. And you'll just be calling the bosses of these individuals. Gang will target Minutemen vigil on Mexico border. Members of a violent Central American-based gang have been sent to Arizona to target Minutemen Project volunteers. And again, people on the border have already had their houses shot up, their wives raped, their homes burned. Federal officers from every agency down there have been killed. Can you imagine if one of these Minutemen killed a federal officer? Heaven forbid. I mean, it would be national news for 6 months, but when the Fed gets killed by the Mexican troops or the Mexican mafia, it might make a news wire. And the cops will actually go out and arrest the Minutemen who are trying to stop it. They'll actually go out and arrest citizens out there just videotaping on their own property. How dare you? We're going to trump some charges up on you. James Gilchrist, a veteran of Vietnam who helped organize the vigil to protect the federal government's failure to control illegal immigration, said he has been told that California and Texas leaders of Mara, I can't pronounce this, Salvatrucha, or MS-13, have issued orders to teach a lesson to the Minutemen volunteers. Oh, well, we're very afraid of you. We just go up against the New World Order every day. We just go up against the biggest, most powerful military-industrial complex ever. We're not afraid of you, you little pimps of the New World Order. We're not worried because half of our recruits are retired, trained combat soldiers. Yeah, I'd like to see the Mexican troops go ahead and shoot at the Minutemen to see what happens. This is how it started in 1776. It's how it started at the Alamo. You go ahead and punch us in the nose first, and you see what happens to you. Excuse me. You know, governments can play their games, and we can play ours, and they can push all day long. But it's really getting down to brass tacks now. And you just keep pushing the good old boys in this country. You just keep pushing them. You just keep pushing them, New World Order. Maybe that's part of the plan. Well, actually, that is part of the plan. I've seen it in documents. Oh, yes. They want to have a breakup, a Kosovo-type situation. It's set for around 2015 in the Southwest. This is part of the plan, folks. We're not worried because half of our recruits are retired, trained combat soldiers, Mr. Gilchrist said. Well, I mean, I talked to the former head of the Texas Border Patrol when he was still in office. They've got hits out on them. There have been ads in the newspaper to kill federal officers and to kill citizens. It's pathetic. More than 1,000 volunteers are expected to take part in the Minutemen vigil, which will include civilian patrols along a 20-mile section of the San Pedro River Valley, which has become a frequent entry point to the United States for foreigners headed north. About 40% of the 1.15 million foreign nationals caught last year. Did you hear that? 1.15 mil. 1,150,000 of foreign nationals caught last year by the U.S. Border Patrol trying to gain illegal entry. The United States were apprehended on the 260-mile stretch of the Arizona border, here known as the Tucson Sector. Many of the Minutemen volunteers are expected to be armed, although organizers on the border vigil have prohibited them from carrying rifles. Only those people who are licensed to carry a handgun will be allowed to do so, Mr. Gilchrist said. An operational plan calls for teams of 4 to 8 volunteers to be deployed along the targeted intervals of the 200 to 300 yards, along with observation posts and a command center. Meanwhile, this also out of the Washington Times, Mexico accused of abusing its illegals. Oh, yeah, you come across from Guatemala, they beat you, they kill you. This has been in the news. They put you in these outdoor cages. You don't hear the liberal groups complaining about that. You don't hear the big corporations complaining, because that's not part of the breakup of America plan. The State Department says the Mexican government, angry that 1,000 American volunteers will begin an Arizona border vigil next month, consistently violates the rights of illegal immigrants crossing its southern border into Mexico. All right, we'll get into Terry Schiavo Schindler. covered a bunch of other news items. There's so much today. And take your call. Stay with us.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
And we'll be posting details of it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the next few minutes, an 8.5 earthquake, and again, the earthquake that they had back on December 26th was just a little bit bigger. An 8.5 is mega huge in the same area as the last undersea earthquake that generated the tsunami, and the Japanese seismic agency is putting out a tsunami warning. Let's go to Violet Jones, my wife, who just called into the studio, who's updating InfoWars.com with our other good InfoWars webmaster, Ryan, right now to give us an update. What does this exact bulletin say?
All it says is that an 8.2 earthquake has occurred in the Indian Ocean.
Oh, 8.2, okay.
And that tsunamis are feared. It lasted up to 3 minutes and was in the same location as the great quake that hit the area on December 26th. And then I can see if I can find something else on it for you real quick here. A large earthquake struck off Indonesia's Sumatra Island in the Andaman Sea last Monday, or late Monday, and the U.S. Geological Survey said it was a major quake measuring a magnitude of 8.2. The officials issued a warning of a possible tsunami 3 months after a tsunami devastated parts of Indonesia and other countries in the region. The quake occurred at 11.09 p.m. local at a depth of nearly 19 miles.
And again, it says late because when their day's ending, our day's just starting.
Right, exactly.
So this just happened, it looks like, in the last few hours.
Looks like, I don't know the time difference, but it looks like it just happened, yeah.
Just happened. Well, that's we'll be watching that. Now, an 8.2 is not as bad as an 8.5, obviously. It's a smaller number, but in terms of scale, each point, sub-point on the Richter scale, is just many magnitudes worse, but still anything over an 8 is considered very large. That particular alert is out of Japan?
That's correct.
Now, last time, our own government and Diego Garcia, one of the big bases, picked it up, but for some reason didn't relay the warning, which was over an hour and a half that people would have had to have gotten to higher ground. But that didn't happen, and when the whole thing was done, it was over 150,000 that had died. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll watch this as it develops, and you're going to be posting that right now?
That's right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch that. And that's the problem with an earthquake, a 9.0, 9.2. Some of the seismographs said 9.0, others said in India 9.2. That was the problem with that quake, because the scientists said it's almost a 100% chance that there are going to be other quakes associated with this mega quake. And this has been another massive quake. I'm not a volcanologist or seismologist, but I know that an 8.0 is considered a massive earthquake. Over a 9 is a mega quake, and this is very serious. So we'll, as I said, continue to watch that. Just so much happening right now. I have another report here. FBI to create group to study gun law. A few weeks ago, a listener called in panicked, who'd just been watching C-SPAN. This is out of the Associated Press, going, yeah, I saw FBI Director Mueller up on C-SPAN in front of the Senate saying we need to put criminal and terrorist watch list. There's over a 500,000 people on the criminal watch list who don't even have criminal records. It's a new class of criminal. You've never been convicted, but you're on a database. And over 350,000 people on the terrorist watch list. And then sure enough, I did find the comments and a transcript from the C-SPAN testimony, the congressional testimony on C-SPAN. And sure enough, here's an article from 3 days ago out of the Associated Press, FBI to create group to study gun law. And there is a call by Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, and Mueller, the FBI Director, to start putting people who don't have convictions into the NICS system. And Bill Clinton wanted to do this. Oh, you collapsed in 1968 in Vietnam. They put post-traumatic stress disorder on your sheet, or, oh, you got arrested for a barroom fight in 1975. Even though the person hit you first, it was on your record, you weren't convicted, though you were arrested. Now you don't get a gun. And it'll all be under the guise of fighting terrorism. Huh. I'll tell you about Terry Schiavo, the latest developments when we get back. Then I want to get into some police state news, where you complain at the bank, don't threaten anybody, but you're arrested and charged with a felony just to be safe, the police said.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're back 9 for midnight Central Standard Time. Going out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 and at night at 3210. And, of course, on a wonderful list of satellites as well. You can find details of all that at GCNLive.com. All right, Paul, Sheldon, Chris, Josh, Wolfgang, everybody, your calls are coming up. I need to go through some more of the news first. It's all so important. Look at this headline. Backpack raises concerns at bank. And they report this like it's normal. This is out of the Indianapolis Star. And it says the man went in, complained, sat down, didn't threaten anyone. But because he had a little backpack, the police came and charged him because people were scared it made it terrorism. Didn't matter if he wasn't a terrorist or there was nothing in the backpack. They sent a robot in and took the backpack out to the bomb squad. Nothing in it, no weapons, no nothing, but he is charged with a felony. I mean, folks, I see these all the time now. This is getting wilder and wilder and wilder. But before we get to that news, martial law, 911, the rise of the police state. Evil has spread across the land. Martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state exposes the high-tech control grid that is being set up across America out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy. A dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. From the front lines of the police state in New York to the darkest sanctum of the secret society that controls it, martial law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. And then we have, of course, a bunch of reviews, all positive, and we post any review that comes in. There's a few that go, well, I wish you would have covered this, I wish you'd have covered that, but out of over 100 reviews we've gotten, they're all overwhelmingly positive. You can watch the film in its entirety in high bandwidth or low bandwidth, depending on the connection speed of your modem, of your cable modem or your phone line modem, or your DSL. You can watch all 11 of my other films. You can read my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books we've been authorized to post, a bunch of other videos we've been graciously authorized to post, my best audio interviews from the radio broadcast. You can also read special text reports we do, my weekly TV show that's award-winning. Now you can see it nationwide. And you can even download copies and burn copies on disc of the TV shows, the films, all of it. So it's first and foremost a great activist tool. It's about getting the information out, but also by charging 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions there on the website, it allows us to continue operating, which is also quite important. In fact, it's paramount to our sector of the info war to be able to fuel our operation. So by subscribing, you fuel the different salvos we're launching from our different fire bases, and that's how I see the different areas of our info war. It is a fight for your mind. There is a war on for your mind. The toll-free number to order hard copies of Martial Law or any of the other films I produce or the other great films I carry is 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones. At 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's up to you to take action. These are powerful tools that can affect change and can expose the New World Order. All right. Where to begin today in this next phase of news coverage before we go to your calls? This is a important story. I don't know if I have time to read the whole thing and comment on it because of the stack is so large, but I'd like to. Backpack raises concerns at bank. Robot fires blast of water at bag belonging to customer who had a dispute about a check. Now understand, this is the biggest paper in Indiana. Also widely read in Illinois, and the average person reads this and learns as a little imprint-minded creature, you know, a nation of spectators that don't have their own moral compass or their own historical grid to look at developments through. This normalizes it. People read this and think it must be normal. He complained, he had a backpack, he's being charged as an evil criminal. And we've covered the articles, we've had the folks on the show where the Homeland Security head is telling the Quad City Times, the Homeland Security head there in that state. Well, this doctor, this Gulf War veteran, didn't threaten anybody, but he called and complained too much, so we went out and arrested him and charged him with terrorism. And then when he went before the judge said, no jury, you're convicted. Backpack raises concerns. Of course, you've heard the story about, we've had her on, it was in the Associated Press. She was selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes that were totally legal. The Associated Press called and checked and found out the patent was up on Rubik's Cubes. She didn't even manufacture them. She was a small toy store in St. Helen, Oregon. Homeland Security called her and said, you're being investigated. She said, why? They said, we won't tell you why. Just stop selling the Magic Cube. A month and a half later, they showed up at her business. No warrant, no order, no nothing. And just said, take it off your shelf. She said, I thought you deal with terrorists. And they said, no, infrastructure protection. Though anyone violating the infrastructure is a terrorist. Well, that's in Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act. Any action that endangers human life or that is a violation of any federal or state law. This wasn't even a violation of federal or state law. You see, I could talk for hours. I want to go to your calls. I've got a stack of news here, though. Let me just briefly go over this. It's very frustrating. I mean, I can't give proper time to any of this. Backpack raises concerns at bank. Robot fires blast of water at bag belonging to customer who had a dispute about a check. And you read the article, and it says the man walked in, argued about his bank account. He sat down in a chair and said, I want to talk to a manager, cash my check. And the police came. And it says he peaceably went with them, but that didn't matter. They then shut down a large part of the city and surrounding roads and highways. It's all about training us, see, and creating any excuse. This is all under federal guidelines to create the perception of omnipresent terrorism and fear. They use this as a drill, basically. But to give it realism, they're charging this poor guy. Kevin McDermott, 44, of 100 block of East 9th Street, I love how they give his address, was booked on a preliminary charge of terroristic mischief, a felony, and was being held Thursday at the RT Processing Center. No bond was immediately set. They go on to say he didn't do anything. He just argued about a check with the Fifth Third Bank, a weird name, about a check and had previously complained at the bank branch at 251 North Illinois Street. In the Capitol Center, Mr. McDermott had been told to go over there and complain, and boy, that was a mistake. And it says that after he had sat there for hours in the chair, that bank workers called police who got to the bank around 1:15 p.m. Thursday. They found McDermott sitting in the bank lobby. His backpack was in a chair next to him. McDermott was handcuffed and taken from the bank while police called a bomb squad dog to check out the pack. While the dog sniffed the bag, an animal indicated something suspicious, police said, because they get a biscuit when they do. That led police to call the Marion County Emergency Management Agency, which sent out the Omega team. And the Omega robot, the remote-controlled robot, is designed to handle security. And it goes on to say that after they x-rayed and sprayed it with water, it had nothing in it. But where's that quote by the police? The pack belonged to a man upset by a dispute with a bank. Police chose to treat the object as a threat just in case. In today's world, you can never be too careful, said Lieutenant Paul Sineski, Indianapolis Police Department spokesman. And so just because they chose, he didn't say that the bag was threatening, but because the backpack, because they chose to treat it as a threat, and he's being charged with terroristic mischief, a felony. So, see, I mean, there you have it. I mean, folks, I've been in a bank, and I haven't started yelling at people, but I've raised my voice before when they wouldn't, at my own bank, wouldn't cash a check. Because I'd sold an old car to somebody, and I was cashing a check, it was, I mean, they wouldn't, it wasn't a very big check, and they were refusing to cash it, even though I had more money than what the check was in the bank account. They told me to leave. And then they tried to get rid of my bank account there, and I called the manager and stopped that from happening. A manager, you know, a larger than the branch manager. But the point is that everything is criminal now. Everything. There have been cases of people where, in Tampa, where you don't even talk to the police, but in one case, they were, a family was there having a picnic, and the cop said, let me see your IDs. They said, we didn't bring our IDs, and the cop started getting real belligerent, so the family just stopped talking. And the cop arrested the mommy and the daddy for failure to ID and also resisting without force. I love resisting without force. But the point is, you're going to see more and more of this. I mean, we have like, I don't know, it's probably 70 examples on PrisonPlanet.com in one section. What's the name of that section? Innocent people charged under the Patriot Act. I forget the exact name of it. Or Patriot Act being used against non-terrorists, I think is the headline name. I forget. And it just shows examples of people, you know, one marijuana cigarette. I mean, I've gone over this before. But there is one article out of the stack of about 75 stories. Meanwhile, Mexican gangs and Mexican troops are killing federal officers, killing citizens, burning down homes, robbing, raping. The American flag is not allowed to be flown in a whole string of South Texas towns. No English is allowed in court proceedings. San Antonio Express News. Families are being kidnapped by Mexican troops 5 miles across the border. It is total bedlam, and you'll never hear it in the national news. And if you try to go down there and expose it, you too are a terrorist. North Korea reports outbreak of bird flu, very serious. Nazis use starvation to kill, Newsmax. Confounding all conventional wisdom and human experience, many liberal groups and even some medical experts have argued for Kerry's death. They claim that starvation and dehydration are not painful or discomforting for her anymore undergoing the experience. In fact, they allege that such victims begin to experience euphoria as the victims draw close to death. And that is true in some cases. You know, after 10 days of total pain, you do drop into a coma and may feel euphoria shortly before it. If such claims are true, we may have to rewrite the history of such notorious events as the Holocaust, where starvation was key process to which millions died and were later placed in the crematoriums. The international accepted Geneva Convention, which identifies starvation as a war crime, will also have to be rewritten. Ditto for many statements made by reputable organizations, many of them liberal, that have condemned the practice for decades, and then it lists examples. But see, it's all doublespeak. It's all legalese. Yes, people who are starved to death, if you starve somebody to death but give them water, after about 3 weeks, you do feel euphoria as your body starts eating its organs. But then it gets painful again, very painful, and then you feel good again, and then you pass out and go into a coma. But if you take water from somebody, because we've had doctors on about this, and I've read the reports on air, and I've seen it in different medical publications I've read, you take water, boy, it is very painful, and yes, right before you go into a coma, you may feel euphoria. But there isn't any feel euphoria for a week in between excruciating pain like it is if you take food. No, you take water, it is painful for almost the entire experience. One of the most painful deaths out there. But see, they can, with lawyer-like manipulation, say, well, it says you feel euphoria. Yeah, right before you die, before you go into a coma and then die, it's the next to last thing. So it's like saying, well, when I beat you, you know, start beating you with a hammer, you're going to feel excruciating pain, but a few days later before you die of shock, you may feel euphoria. And again, I heard USA Radio Network Friday when I got off the air at 2 o'clock. I got in my car, turned it on, listening to USA Radio News, and they had some doctor on from the government going, well, actually, we don't want to give her water because she's terminally ill now, and this could make her feel bad and hurt her and could make her sick. It's like Janet Reno. We're going to burn the children up to save them at Waco. You have to kill them to save them. But in this case, oh, we can't put the water, you know, the tube back in after 7 days because it might hurt her. He actually said it. And I called into Jack Blood's show about it right after that. I just had to talk about it. And Jack said, yeah, he heard it too. A lot of you heard it. I mean, I know we got loaded phones. And see, I haven't even... We'll come back in the next little segment, take calls quickly, the next little segment, that little five-minute segment at the start of the hour. Then we're getting this guest on about government involvement in super flus. Very important. And I'm going to expose peak oil. I'm sick of it. I've made my mind up. I know what the plan is. And I'm going to expose peak oil today as well. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Architects of the New World Order to take control and truly build the nightmare planet they want. They have to change all of our values to accept death and destruction, to accept torture, to accept secret arrest, to accept that police, basically in Ringwraith, Dark Lord, Darth Vader type outfits, is good. That cameras everywhere is good. And you see it being sold and everything being changed around us so they can carry this out in mass. We've just got a bunch of simpering, fawning little pumps that follow after it. And, oh, yes, don't criticize the system. Go along with it. And poor Terry Schiavo Schindler is being tortured to death right now. She's far gone, folks. Bar a miracle. 9 days into this, almost 10 days into this. Paul in Texas. Go ahead, Paul.
Hello, Alex. I had some information concerning the gang you referenced at the beginning of your show. They're called Mara Salvatruca. They originated
in
Guatemala.
And that's separate from these Mexican special forces gallivanting around Texas killing people.
Yes, sir. They wear a tattoo of MS-13 somewhere on their body. Their preferred weapon is the machete. And they have recently been caught in an operation helping Al-Qaeda in Bangladesh. They're in many different states of the U.S. They're especially here in Texas.
Yeah, that means Al-Qaeda.
Yes, sir. They're helping.
No, they're protected. I know about MS-13. I was talking about a separate group of Mexican special forces. Did you see that in the paper?
Yes, sir, I did. I think that they're legitimate targets. They're enemies.
Can you imagine if the Russians had troops in Texas killing people? I mean, it'd be national news, but no. See, the government wants this.
Correct. They treat the Mexicans with a blind eye. They can get away with murder, literally, in this country. Thank you for your time, sir.
Anything else?
No, sir.
All right, I appreciate the call. Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon, go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I was wondering, are you going to be down at the Minuteman Project next week?
No, I'm not going to be able to go down there. I'm going to be here doing the radio show.
Okay, and one more thing. You going to have Anthony Hilder back on as a guest soon?
I'll probably do that sometime. Anthony's a good guy.
Okay, well, I was just wondering if you're going to be down at the Minuteman thing.
You know, I thought about it, but it's going to be going on for a month, and I have just finished martial law. And, you know, I weigh things, and there's 1,000 people down there. I've been to the border many times and covered it before, the Texas border and the New Mexico border. I would miss talking to millions of people and really having an effect if I went out there.
Okay, do you know if Clay Douglas is going to be there?
I don't really associate with Clay Douglas. I don't know anything about Clay. Thanks for the call, Sheldon. I appreciate the call. Chris in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just had a few things. I don't know if you saw the article about Bobby Fischer on the Fox News. At the end of the article, he mentions the New World Order and kind of chuckles about it.
No, I didn't. Tell us about it.
Well, he's being deported from Japan and going to Iceland.
Yeah, he's the big champion chess player.
Chess champion, yes.
Who a decade later they're chasing just because he went to the Balkans and played a chess game.
Right. Yeah, at the end of the article, I can't remember. I read it on Saturday.
You know, that's a good point. I meant to talk about this, and I'll hold you over. We have Mexican troops. I mean, folks, this is Dallas Morning News. Killing Americans. Running around, running things. Meanwhile, Bobby Fischer can't come to America because he went and played a chess game. I mean, don't you feel safer? Sorry, go ahead.
No, the other thing I wanted to mention.
What did Bobby Fischer say? I missed it.
He basically said that he was going on about, he was mentioning some anti-American slogans. It was basically an article about people that are basically supporting him in Iceland. And,
stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Second hour, 70 seconds away.